about that. And also perhaps just an update on the national health insurance and how far we are in that regard, Minister.
Well, I'm sure you heard during the budget speech the Minister of Finance announcing that we are now ready to establish an NHI fund, National Health Insurance Fund. This is a transitional fund which we'll use by bringing those who were outside the system to try and help them. Remember the original aim here, Sakin. We're running a healthcare system whereby funds have been pooled for the cream a la cream of the nation, me and you, who constitute 16% of the population. We have got a system that has pooled funds for them in order to give them access to good quality healthcare, personal healthcare services. And now they constitute only 16%, which means 84% of the population is out there struggling. So the aim of NHI is to bring everybody together. Now we are going to do that in steps. There's no way it will happen in one fell swoop. That's why I said NHI is a marathon. It's a long-term marathon. Any country that has established it knows it. So one of the first steps in establishing NHI is to put up a transitional fund from which you'll choose specific groups of people and give them access to quality health care through that fund while you are creating NHI. And the group will constitute pregnant women. It will constitute children and adolescents. It will constitute people with disabilities, including mentally ill patients. It will constitute school kids. Where as one of the pilots, by the way, Sakina, we have done screening. We have screened 3 million school kids in the poorest schools of the country in the NHI pilot, in quintile 1 and quintile 2 schools. We have screened them for physical barriers to learning. What makes it difficult for them to learn like other learners? And physical barriers to learning will be eyesight, hearing, and oral hygiene. And guess what? I was shocked when you got the results. One third of these 3 million have got either of these three problems.
Wow, a third.
Yes, a third have got either of these three problems. Either they can't see or they can't hear very well, and they've got a problem with oral hygiene, which affect their speech. They need audiologists, they need speech therapists, they need optometrists. Let me just give you an example about optometry, because of what I've just said, that 16% of the population have pulled their funds together in a healthcare system that is of good quality but provides for only 16%. We have got 3,000 optometrists in South Africa, as it is. Only 250 of them are in the public sector, saving 84% of the population. That will be about 2,750, are saving only 16% of the population. When you have established this fund, you are now able to contract services even to the people who are usually designed to serve 16% of the population to help the rest of the population. So I'm just giving an example of what the NHI fund will do. So that the school kids from a poor family can have specs, can have an audiologist taking care of her, can have a speech therapist or an oral hygienist, things that many poor people, that means the 84% of the population, hardly ever hear about.